to Antigone.
Tell me briefly. Had you heard my proclamation touching this matter?
It was public. Could I help hearing it?
And yet you dared defy the law.
I dared. It was not God's proclamation. That final justice that rules the world below makes no such laws. Your edict, King, was strong, but all your strength is weakness itself against the immortal, unrecorded laws of God. They are not merely now, they were and shall be operative forever, beyond man utterly. I knew I must die, even without your decree. I am only mortal. And if I must die now, before it is my time to die, surely this is no hardship. Can anyone living as I live, with evil all about me, think death less than a friend? This death of mine is of no importance, but if I had left my brother lying in death unburied, I should have suffered. Now I do not. You smile at me. Ah, Creon, think me a fool if you like, but it may well be that a fool convicts me of folly.
Like father, like daughter, both headstrong, deaf to reason, she has never learned to yield.
She has much to learn. The inflexible heart breaks first. The toughest iron cracks first, and the wildest horses bend their necks at the pull of the smallest curb. Pride in a slave? This girl is guilty of a double insolence, breaking the given laws and boasting of it. Who is the man here, she or I, if this crime goes unpunished? Sister's child, or more than sister's child, or closer yet in blood, she and her sister win bitter death for this.
To servants.
Go, some of you. Arrest Ismene. I accuse her equally. Bring her. You will find her sniffling in the house there. Her mind's a traitor. Crimes kept in the dark cry for light, and the guardian brain shudders. But how much worse than this is brazen boasting of barefaced anarchy?
Creon, what more do you want than my death?
Nothing. That gives me everything.
Then I beg you, kill me. This talking is a great weariness. Your words are distasteful to me, and I am sure that mine seem so to you. And yet they should not seem so. I should have praise and honor for what I have done. All these men here would praise me, were their lips not frozen shut with fear of you.
Bitterly.
Ah, the good fortune of kings. Licensed to say and do whatever they please.
You are alone here in that opinion.
No, they are with me. But they keep their tongues in leash.
Maybe, but you are guilty, and they are not.
There is no guilt in reverence for the dead.
But Eteocles, was he not your brother too?
My brother too.
And you insult his memory?
Antigone, softly.
The dead man would not say that I insulted.
He would, for you honor a traitor as much as him.
His own brother, traitor or not, and equal in blood.
He made war on his country. Eteocles defended it.
Nevertheless, there are honors due all the dead.
But not the same for the wicked as for the just.
Oh, Creon. Creon, which of us can say what the gods hold wicked?
An enemy is an enemy, even dead.
It is my nature to join in love, not hate.
Creon, finally losing patience.
Go join them, then. If you must have your love, find it in hell.
But see, Ismene comes.
Enter Ismene. Guarded.
Those tears are sisterly. The cloud that shadows her eyes rains down gentle sorrow.